Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera,
and I'm John Ritchie.
Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
This must be Carson Wentz music. That's his music.
Well, I mean, I guess we could say that. He is back against the Eagles on Sunday. But that's not quite, I think, why Kyle's playing it. Welcome back. Midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill. You know who's back tonight, apparently? Hugh Douglas, we got some. This is potentially big news. Now, I'm not going to get my hopes up here and say all things are fine and we could count on a big season and, Joel was cleared to play in the Sixers' final preseason game. He's going to play. Are we back, Hugh? Do we have a Sixers season to talk about?
I'm a little excited for it to see what the big fella going to do. Home Springs Eternal. Home Springs Eternal. So I'm excited. I'm excited to see. What time of the game?
I don't know. I don't know.
Let me
7 o'clock. I mean, what time's the game? 6, 7 o'clock. It's a preseason game. The point is that he's cleared. Not what time the game is.
What time they gonna give him?
Yeah. Well, just to me, just the fact that he's cleared to play means he's ready to start the regular season.
Who was that? 7.
7 o'clock.
It's the Timberwolves, right?
Okay. Yes. That's it's answer. And they start the season next week. So I don't know. I mean,
they ain't won a game yet.
I do. Well,
I know it's a preseason.
But some preseason records.
No, I'm looking at it.
How many games did we win last year? I couldn't tell you who won any preseason games.
No, I'm just saying.
It's the NBA.
At least get one because you ain't like you win a whole lot last year.
Well, yeah, that was last year was a bad season. Look, this is good news. I obviously it's better news than if he wasn't playing the entire preseason. It gives me a little more optimism that his body is more ready to go to start the season than I thought. So this is great. So that's the first piece of Sixers news today. That's like, oh, all right. My eyes are open. This is obviously a good thing. Let's see where this goes. The other one, Hugh, a story came out this morning. Former Golden State Warriors GM Bob Myers, who since has become a couple things. He was with ESPN doing analyst work. Also was working with Josh Harris with the Washington Commanders. Well, he is now leaving ESPN to become the president of sports for Harris, Blitzer, and Sports Entertainment, which gives him the ability to work with the Sixers, the Commanders, and the New Jersey Devils. Obviously, Josh Harris owns all these teams. Hugh, the reason this is piquing my interest is this now pushes him further towards the Sixers, right? He already was working with Josh Harris. I mean, Bob Myers was part of the dynasty with the Warriors. He has been one of the most successful executives in sports for years. Hugh, I mean, I couldn't have been the only one that thought when he saw the news, like, this could be Daryl Morey's replacement one day.
Yeah, he probably knows that as well. You know, probably got to get that terrible beard that he got going on, trying to get that right.
You think that's...
Because it's probably going to be... You know, you got somebody that come in as decorated as Bob Myers.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been, you know, sitting in front of people talking about... Not, the one that got me was when you squint your eyes a little bit, we got a chance to make the playoffs. So, yeah, you have to be a little bit uncomfortable, especially the way the team's been running. And the fact that... This is on the heels of you giving Joel Embiid some more money. I mean, you have to feel uncomfortable.
Like, I would have felt uncomfortable if I was Morey and he started working with the Commanders. Like, he's one step removed. He's already working with Josh Harris. And obviously, that's you know, the Commanders have been pretty good since the start of last season. It's working. He's helping the Commanders. But now that he's going to be with the Sixers, now again, from what we understand, this is just like he's part of the mix. He's not doing anything basketball.
He's looking over your shoulder.
But
though.
Exactly. I mean, that's exactly what this is. And I remember when they brought Colangelo in all those years ago when Sam Hinkie was running, it was like, well, he's just here to kind of like oversee things and just hang out. Well, eventually he took the job and Hinkie left. And this is not quite the same, but it's like this is someone really accomplished that is now in the organization. I like Bob Myers. I think he's been great, you know, for what he's did, becoming an agent, you know, for going from an agent to an executive. I got my eye on this one too. If this thing blows up and they blow Maury out of here, Bob Myers is right there to take the job. We booking the parade.
I don't know about the parade, but it'll be probably some exciting basketball.
But no parade?
Not yet.
Well, let's not get over our skis here. I mean, come on. Let's just take it one day at a time. All right, Hugh, before we go back to the phone lines, you know what we got to do? We got to thank our friends at the Deco Food Hall. We're going to be there on Wednesday. They brought us lunch today. Hugh, we got a lot of food in there.
Yeah, cheesesteak's banging.
So you got cheesesteak. I got pizza. There's sushi in there. There's tacos in there. There's an incredible amount of stuff. So the Deco Food Hall, Wilmington.
Impossible taco is crazy.
Yeah, they made me an impossible taco. They have that as well. The Deco Food Hall, Wilmington's upscale food hall, brought to you by Wilmington's Bardea Restaurant Group. We're going to be broadcast there this Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's an easy commute for you.
Yeah, right now.
What's funny?
I'm just laughing.
Okay.
You say it with me, Hugh.
Right.
I am a professional.
I'm funny. Impossible taco was crazy.
Yeah. You are a pro. All right, check us out. We'll be there Wednesday at the Deco Food Hall in Wilmington and get samples from all the restaurants, including Angelo Steaks, which is what Hugh just had. For info, go to 94WIP.com. Are you going to be okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
I might not. You got me.
What? I'm just saying.
You wrote me into this.
No. It was grown man.
grown ass man.
It was just funny.
Ooh. The food is good though. What'd you have?
Oh, I had the cheesesteak. Great people though.
Yep.
Except for that young man that tried to hug me, though. I'm not a hugger.
All right, hold on.
He's not a great guy anymore.
Can you give the kid a break?
No, I'm just saying. So he tried to hug me.
But the room is tiny, right?
But you don't hug grown people.
Well, you stood next to him, so he thought arm around.
Technically,
to get tighter.
He stood next to me, okay. And we were taking a picture.
Yeah.
And I was like, hold up, dog.
Was it a waist situation?
Well, he put it around my shoulders, right? And I'm like, hold up, dog. We don't know each other like that.
I don't think it's as crazy as you do when people do the arm around for the picture.
I do.
Yeah, I know.
It's
posing for a picture.
It's posing for the picture.
No, it's not. Yeah. You don't hug people. I don't hug people when I don't, you know what I mean? I don't
hug.
No,
hold on.
I'm not a hugger.
That's not a hug.
It was a hug.
No.
It's
yeah,
a
that's, no. Nah, that's no. not a hug.
Arm around for a photo is not a hug.
It's a hug.
It's not.
It's a hug.
A hug you have to embrace with both arms around each other.
It's a half a hug.
Arm around the waist is a different ball game.
Yeah.
Well, okay, arm around a grown man is a taboo. That's a no-no.
But hand propped up on the back for a picture, very normal.
It's pretty normal.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Look at every.
No, you might not like it, but it is very normal.
It's uncomfortable.
Look at every photo we put out as a station. Almost all of them have some variation of arm around.
We don't touch each other when we take pictures all the time.
Well, because I know you don't like that.
I mean, but still. It doesn't feel uncomfortable to you.
I guess it's one of those things.
I don't
things.
Really notice it.
Yeah, you just do it.
I notice it.
It's well, like, you don't just notice it. You call the poor kid out on the air.
I did.
Yeah, that was,
I mean,
was
he's
wrong,
a nice
man.
Kid.
Yeah, they brought us lunch.
They brought some great food.
Hold on. You said everyone was nice except for that kid.
Well, because he's a toucher. He don't know me. And then he shook my hand after the fact. He was like, hey, I was like, it's too late now.
Was your back dirty?
No. I'm just saying it was just too late. Well, it was just too late.
There is one other part of this that you're not referencing. Like, if you don't put your arm around the backs, what do you do with your hands?
Yeah,
just put them to your side.
To your side, like
yeah, that's what I
like
do.
Like a statue.
Because like especially like
because the hand you're putting in pockets. Do you cross your hands and cover you?
Sometimes
you can eat an impossible taco.
Impossible taco was crazy.
All right, that's more than enough. Go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494.
I think if you and I were in a high school class together,
we would both be in the principal's office right now.
We'd have to be separate.
Getting a lot of trouble.
That's why I cannot wait till we go. Where are we going when we go to see the Flyers? We're going to sit in the gritty box? The gritty box is crazy. The gritty box is crazy.
I'm gonna let you do this one on your own. Jay in D.C. is up. What's up, Jay?
How y'all doing, guys?
Hey,
what's
Jay?
Up, Jay?
One more segment.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about some stuff with the Eagles.
Yep.
This Sunday, like coming into the season, I'm not going to lie. Like, my biggest concern was the offensive coordinator. And I didn't really – I had them 11-6. I didn't think they was going to win the Super Bowl because you just lost so many pieces. But I got a major problem with the Eagles' offensive philosophy. You had a caller yesterday, I think his name was Jay, and he was like, you know, he brought up the 49ers with Bill Walsh, and when they were overturned when he retired and they were bringing new coordinators, mm-hmm. they still ran his system. Now, the best version of this Eagles offense that we've seen with this core was 2022 and a little bit of 2023. And now they're back to this run-heavy thing, this run-heavy system. And I personally think teams just aren't going to let the Eagles rush for 100 and something yards a game like they did last year. You know what I'm saying? I think the Eagles came into this year thinking that they could do that again, and that's not the case. Also, you had a caller bring up, I think it was Black Gritty, bring up the loss of Mekhi Becton was probably a bigger loss than what a lot of people, you know, led to believe, because he was just a monster at the guard position last year. I mean, like, having that big of a guy at the guard position, and he was just blowing defensive lineman off the ball, you know what I'm saying? I think that's a big issue too. I do kind of disagree with Jordan Mailata. He said, you know, when he was like, you know, he was like, the coaching is better this year. No, the coaching is not better on the offensive side of the ball. Like, the Eagles, the first 11 games of 2023 was averaging 28 points a game. I would rather have that offense right now any day of the week over what the heck we got now. I mean, the Eagles should be one of the best offensive. Coming into the season, we knew the defense was probably going to take a step back. Fine. But this all.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Offense should be one of the great offenses in history. I mean, Hugh played against the Bills in the 90s. Hugh played against the greatest show on turf. He played against the 98 Broncos. You know what I'm saying? Hugh, you played against the when you left to go to Jacksonville, you played against Peyton Manning and them great Colt teams with all the talent they had. You know what I'm saying? That's what this Eagles team should be. You know what I'm saying? And I just think the talent is being wasted, and you got to question Nick Sirianni's picking of offensive coordinator sometimes.
Jay, totally. Mm-hmm. And Jay, the one thing I think sometimes – like, when we talk about Sirianni, obviously he does a lot of good things. They won the Super Bowl. He's proven to be a good coach. But the fact that he can't control the offense and is not great at picking coordinators is a problem. Like, it feels like we're going to be on this roller coaster every couple of years. He gets a good coordinator, we'll be good. He gets a not so – it's like, there's not going to be offensive consistency. And, Jay, you brought up Brian Johnson 2 years ago. And no, people didn't love him, and they got him out of here. But I just pulled up the numbers. Through six games, Jay – that 2023 Brian Johnson offense was averaging 395 yards per game. This offense this year, 274. They're not even close to what they were even then.
Yeah, like it's just terrible how the offense, you know, is with all the talent on there. Coupled with, Saquon had like one of them once in a generation type of seasons, you know. Look, Eric Dickerson ran for 2,100 yards in 84. Go look at what he ran for in 1985. It was totally different, okay? You know what I'm saying? Like, it was a huge drop-off, okay? Barry Sanders ran for 2,000 yards in 97, and next year he had 1,400 yards. You know, that's a significant drop off. I mean, defenses come in and they're just not going to let you game plan, you know, run the ball like that. Also, another thing I got to say about like A.J. Brown. Look, A.J. Brown, look, I've been watching football since 1990, right? I've seen a lot of NFL films, Jerry Rice going off on the sidelines, you know, tell them to get me the ball. Like, these guys want the ball because they want to feel involved. Hugh played with a guy in with the Jets at, who wrote a book talking about giving me the damn ball.
Keyshawn. Yeah, Keyshawn.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, these guys, they want it all. They want the wins. They want the stats. They want everything. I've seen clips of Randy Moss going off on Dante Culpepper. No, none of these receivers would be happy in this offense. The Bengals, I believe, purposely made that trade for Joe Flacco because they was not getting the ball to Ja'Marr Chase. I mean, 2 weeks ago, Ja'Marr Chase going off on the head coach, Zach Taylor, in that primetime game. You know what I'm saying? These guys want to feel involved. A.J. is not – I'm quite sure A.J. is not saying, yeah, throw the ball 47 times and only run it 9. You know what I'm saying? He wants to feel involved.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, you're right. He's like many receivers. Jay, good phone call, man. We appreciate it. He's like many receivers. They all want the ball. And especially the top guys, they think the more they get the football, the better their numbers are, the better their stats, and they think that leads to winning. I mean, that's true, and it's up to the Eagles and their coaches and Jalen to manage all this. I mean, Hugh, Jalen in a way is like a point guard. He's got to keep everyone happy. He's got to make sure everyone gets their shots.
No doubt.
And has to be efficient. And you brought up the last couple days that his numbers from last week weren't bad, and they weren't bad. But when you throw a lot, you know, it's just not efficient enough, right? Like, there's some good moments. He said, there's been a couple drives the last couple weeks. You're like, maybe it's coming along. And then they go into long stretches where it's nothing.
It just looks disjointed.
Yeah.
You know, and you look at the stat line. If it had been anybody else, not named Jalen Hurts and what he's accomplished in the NFL, it's a pretty decent stat line. Not bad. Not great. Not bad, though. But the fact that, you know, it's Jalen and they lost to the Giants.
By 17. Yeah,
yeah, it's egregious. But I feel, with all of that being said, I still feel like this is a week where they could definitely get it right.
Confident?
Definitely confident. The question, there's no easy way out, Joe.
The question is, by 153, will Hugh Douglas guarantee a victory?
That's I'm guaranteeing it right now. How much money are you putting on? $2? This felt like a $5 bet.
Put your money
on
it. $5?
$5. I'm going to go ahead and put this thing in, man. Wait a minute. We still got to do a segment. We do the parlay.
Yeah,
hold on.
Put the betting apps down.
$5, though.
Take a deep breath.
$5.
Totally spoiled.
Yeah, I mean, just lock in here. We got a pattern we do here. All right, let's grab Jerry, and then we got to guess the takes for Week 7 in the NFL. What's up, Jerry?
Simon, fellas, how we doing today?
Kind of a weak one.
Jerry, how you been, pal?
I wasn't going to say nothing.
It's been a while. I had some headphone problems and couldn't get home and get my good Bluetooth back on, so I'm back in action again.
He's back,
you know, and so, Hugh.
Yes.
Just to let you know, I got all your parlays beat. I've hit 9 and 10 leg parlays in the last 3 weeks.
This is the better we need to listen to.
You know who the queen of parlets is?
Who's that?
Rhea Hill.
Oh, Rhea hit a big one.
Rhea hit like a 30 leg parlay, didn't she?
Yeah.
She hit like a million dollars.
She showed me that bet, so that's pretty good.
I had a 10 one the other night, but one was voided, but all the other 9 hit and I still won. So I was happy for me.
I need to cook up me a parlay.
And you know, Hugh, it doesn't take much money. You just got to versatile.
Just listen to Jerry. He's got it. Go ahead, Jerry.
So I watched that game last night, and I watched Joe Flacco. He's a Delaware guy, University of Delaware grad, and you know, and he's been around the block a long time. Same with Aaron Rodgers. It was old man OG, as Hugh said, OG against OG. He was throwing the ball before the guys were making cuts. I don't know if that's just because he already knew what to do, but I don't understand why we can't do it. And I it's either one of two things, Joe, like you said. It's either the quarterback or the coordinator. They don't want to do it, or they can't do it, or they can't figure out how to do it. Because it doesn't make any sense, as you said. Coordinators don't matter. They all have the same philosophy in a sense. They all just got different wrinkles to their philosophy. And if we can't figure that out, our offense is not going to go anywhere. Anywhere.
No, well, and it's not, and it's hard to, like, last year we had such a great running game to rely on and the defense. So it was like, all right, we could win like this, and then every few games we need Jalen to kind of play up and play his best, and he did, and it was amazing. Without the running game, Jerry, if the pass game's this choppy, it's going to be hard.
I just can't figure it out. Joe Flacco's been there 10 days, and he threw for 300. Like you said, he shredded them last night. I mean, that was a great game. That was a great Thursday night game against two guys that's been around the block for a while. They all knew where the checkdowns were. They all knew what the blitzes were coming. They both knew everything that was going down. It was just a matter of who had the ball last. And, you know, what's his name, Scrivey, on sliding down at the end of the game. But that's okay. I'll take that.
Well, that was a smart play.
I like how Aaron Rodgers crashed out on the offensive
line. It was a very smart play.
Yeah, well, Jerry, yeah, it was. Now it could might have cost you in fantasy, but it was good. Jerry, we love you, buddy. We appreciate the phone call. Wouldn't you crash out if an offensive lineman jumped on you and you're Aaron Rodgers?
I would not have acted the way that Aaron acted. He fell on it. It was an accident. They were excited about the fact that they scored.
I mean, he could have ended his career.
I mean, I wouldn't act like that.
It's a hilarious clip. Aaron Rodgers is furious.
He hated it. I mean, you don't see games like that very often. I mean, there's two quarterbacks out there less than almost as old as Hugh just slinging the rock. I mean, that was...
They were balling.
It was wild.
Yeah, they were balling.
Not that far off from Hugh.
Yeah, I know.
In the upper room.
I mean, they were...
A lot of gray hair in that huddle. There's a lot of... In both of those huddles.
Rodgers came into the league as you were exiting. Yeah. He's been in the league a long time.
A long time, yeah. Hey, y'all. I pay attention to Friday.
Dude, you're the one that started singing.
I'll sing, but I'm not paying attention. All right, can we guess the takes for Week 7 in the NFL? What's everyone talking about next week?
It's time to guess the takes.
Yes. All right, Hugh, what's your guess here? Everyone is talking about what next week?
Aaron Glenn saves his job. At first, the first one I workshopped, but then I was like, oh, that feels kind of bad. I thought Aaron Glenn might be on the hot. Well, he is on the hot seat.
Oh, he's on the hot seat.
He's definitely on the hot
seat. They're comparing him to Kotite.
Yeah, that's not a good place to be. Aaron Glenn gets a W this weekend. And he saves his job.
Yeah, that'd be good for him. He might have to pull Justin Fields to get that W, though.
Yeah.
He keeps backing the wrong horse.
I get where he's coming from because he's trying to believe in the kid, but man, you can't take 9 sacks.
You cannot.
Dude, he stinks.
And I think Tyrod Taylor is decent. Strong. Like, put him in.
Dude, stinks is so
honestly, nine stinks sacks. Might be lenient.
9 sacks in an NFL game. I mean, that was rough last week.
Hugh, he's ass.
I'm gonna go ahead. $5 on the Jets to beat Carolina.
Stop.
$5.
Well, you know what they say. There's no better bet than betting the Jets to win. I mean, that's how you make your money.
It's going to happen sometime.
Yeah, well, you would think.
Surprised you'd bet against your Panthers.
And not my Panthers.
Didn't forget what you did last year.
You mentioned the fact that the teams that the Eagles have played throughout this 8-game win streak have been tomato cans.
That's why you made me go first, because you knew Kyle had all of that sprued.
Well, you went Benedict Arnold Douglas on us last year.
I didn't.
We did
play... Tomato can.
No.
Tomato
can. No. Leading into that game, again, they had beat the Rams, Commanders, and Ravens.
Yeah, it's just.
it was tomato cans.
For you, AJ Brown.
AJ Douglas over here doesn't recall.
I don't recall. I had a rough night last night. I was at a baseball game last night. I don't recall the whole
thing. You were at a little league game.
And it was dark and cold.
Dark?
And the ice cream man was there.
Are you afraid of the dark?
I mean, it's a little dark. I was tired. It's a long day.
Put a coat on.
Somebody asked me, why are you yawning?
Get the kids some ice cream.
Dude.
Wait, what time did the game end?
It was about 8:20. They turned the lights on, Joe.
8:20?
Yeah, because the game started like, what, 6 or 7?
In fairness to
slow.
Hugh, that's way past his bedtime.
I know, but when you hear like, wow, I was out late last night. What time did the game end? 8:20.
Okay, 8:20. I might have made that a little bit more than what it was.
It was 7:45, wasn't it?
You are.
Probably more like 8 o'clock.
You are a disaster.
You're washed, man. All right. This guy's so washed.
One more segment, buddy.
We're almost through the week. All right, guess the take, Week 7. Here's what everyone's talking about next week. I forgot where the segment we're in. I think everyone's going to say the NFC team that we're not talking about that we should is the Seahawks.
Come on.
I think the Seahawks are good, guys. I think they're good. I think they're going to beat the Texans on Monday night. Like, we've talked about the Bucs and all these other teams. I think the Seahawks might be the sneaky best team that nobody's talking about.
Resurrection.
They might be really good. Watch out for them. They're going to beat the Texans Monday night. Kyle, what do you got? What's the take everyone is talking about next week?
So I bounced around a few.
Mm-hmm.
Totally pivoting. Jonathan Gannon has a legitimate quarterback controversy on his hands.
Jacoby Brissett.
He's going to run the offense better again.
Well, there was a stat I saw last week that it was the first time in years they've had that many yards and that much efficiency, and obviously it wasn't Kyler last week. It was Jacoby Brissett. Mm-hmm. This could be the week where teams drop the act with their quarterback.
It's going to be a drop the act Monday in Arizona.
Yeah, I feel that.
For Rod's former boys. And also, that being said, Packers are going directly on fraud watch after
ooh,
that, too.
Are they going to lose or just going to be close?
That's a twofer for you.
Packers lose or just tight game?
Tight.
Yeah. Packers can't lose to the Cardinals. That'd be a bad, that would be a bad loss for them.
Yeah.
Well, we shall see. All right, the takes for week number 7. On the other side, your phone calls. And, of course, our same game parlay for the Eagles and the Vikings, plus you people, all coming up. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Hey, it's Jonah Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. And whenever works for you.